News Talk 1620 WTAW. This afternoon, the operator of the state's electric power grid, ERCOT, that stands for the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, issued an advisory to conserve energy between the hours of 3 and 7 p.m. Visited with representatives of the electric companies in Bryan and College Station about what impact that has here locally. First, you'll hear from Timothy Crabb, the Director of Electric Utilities for the City of College Station. We received a notification from ERCOT, the state folks, about the request to reduce electric consumption, and made me wonder how is electric consumption going on in College Station, if you can kind of give us an update there.
Well, of course, for the past couple of days, it's been a pretty constant high temperature, right around 100 degrees. And I guess a lot of the students have not moved back yet. Our peak so far has been in the 181 megawatt range, which has been pretty consistent for the last couple of days.
And if you can compare that to what your normal capacity that you plan on for the summer might be?
Well, of course, our capacity is a little bit different because that's really based on how much transformer MVA we have, and we have more than enough transformer capacity in our substations.
So 181, how close are you getting to being concerned?
Well, last year our peak was about 5% higher than what we've hit this summer. In 2011, it was over 10% higher. So we hit 204 megawatts in 2011. As far as capacity goes, I'm not concerned.
But that still doesn't mean...
Well, the system with the ERCOT system right now, the thing is they've got a couple of power plants down. And if you look at the wind production, right now it's about 1/6 of what it was at midnight. So the wind's not blowing in West Texas. And so that's what their concerns are, that we're going to be getting into the reserve capacity of the system. So there's really nothing we can do about it here. It's based on the ERCOT system and the generation that is connected to that system.
So how much is College Station impacted by the demands elsewhere and not having as much capacity because of the lack of wind and the plants being down?
Well, what is impacted is the fact that if, let's say, another large plant was to go down, I mean, there's always a possibility if they don't have enough reserve that they could call on rolling outages. Right now, they're just in the yellow. We're not in the red. And so they're trying to get everybody to be conservative with their usage, turn off things that you're not using, to keep from getting closer to that emergency situation.
Also, maybe bump up the thermostat a couple of degrees and delay some of the appliance usage till the later hours of the evening?
Yes, sir.
Anything else that I've missed that we need to remind our listeners who are electric consumers?
You know, it was listed in the ERCOT message, again, like you said, try not to run any appliances you don't need to during that time. Be a little more conservative with the cooling of your house. And, you know, turn off lights if you're not needed. They're really concerned about the peak hours, which are going to be about 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock this afternoon. So, you know, after that, we ought to be okay.
But it's not going to be just today. We're looking at the short-term future, aren't we?
Well, again, they said that they have a couple of power plants down that they hadn't planned on having down. So it depends on what generation they're able to get back up before tomorrow.
Again, we're talking with representatives of the local electric companies about today's statewide advisory about reducing electric consumption between 3 and 7 p.m. Here's more from Elizabeth Thompson of BTU, who's an energy accounts manager. This is in the context of ERCOT, the state group, advising conservation and electric consumption. What's it been like for BTU as far as energy generation?
We have seen higher generation just because of the heat. That's kind of to be expected. During the summertime, we obviously see higher usage in AC and those types of things. So the peak time is really what they're worried about, which is between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., which is when we experience the higher temperatures. You know, it's the hottest time of the day, and most people are getting home. They're turning their AC on. They're turning their lights on. They're cooking dinner. So just a higher generation at that time frame anyway. And then when you have, you know, really hot temperatures, it kind of compounds that. So right now we're just encouraging that people be conservative with their use. Kind of some things you can do during the day would be to keep your blinds closed, keeps the sun from heating your home. And then when you when you're setting your AC to set it 75 degrees or higher is kind of what's recommended in order to reduce how much you're going to be using.
When you made the statement that there's been an increase in consumption, particularly during the afternoon peak period, do you have anything in front of you that compares like to this time last year, or is this the highest consumption that we've had so far this summer?
It's really ERCOT that was saying that they have higher demand right now. BTU itself has not necessarily experienced any huge increase in demand versus last year or anything along those lines. This was sort of a blanket statement from ERCOT, just sort of as an encouragement for everybody in Texas just to be very conservative if they can.
So as far as BTU, it's the typical summertime consumption, at least right now?
Correct. Yeah, I don't have anything that I've been sent to say that we're using any kind of huge amount of demand versus any other year.
Or that BTU is getting close to meeting capacity.
Correct. No, we generate plenty to cover our residents and our commercial customers as well. That is not a concern at this time.
Still, it is a word to the wise to try to help out by delaying use of appliances when possible and bumping up the thermostat maybe a degree or two.
Absolutely. Every little bit helps.
Is there anything else I needed to add?
I think that pretty much covers it.
Okay.
You know, just kind of a general reminder for people to be mindful, especially during that peak time from 3 to 7.
Thanks again to Elizabeth Thompson with BTU, Timothy Crabb with College Station Utilities for the update. If you need some ideas about how to conserve electricity, we have that on our website at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.